I'm Stephanie Elkins, and my guests on Simply Folk are members of The Whiskey Farm, an Americana band based here in Madison. There are five of them. Welcome to Simply Folk.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
And those five, I should elaborate, are Jason Horowitz, who's playing guitar, and he's got a harmonica around his neck. And Brett Wilfred's playing. You've got a guitar strapped on right now, but you have a mandolin with you as well. And Chantal Thomas is a singer, and I also understand you occasionally play keyboards as well.
That's true.
But not this evening. And Clark Staser is the bass player, and Matt Brown is the drummer. Welcome, all of you.
Thanks.
Well, you're from wonderful, varied backgrounds and pretty far-flung areas. Some of you have been in school in New England, and Brett, you were in the Peace Corps in Nepal, and some of you are from Chicago. How did you come together as a band? How did that happen?
A series of fortunate accidents, I guess. I moved to Madison about 4.5 years ago, and one of my neighbors was a friend of Brett's, and he said, you know, you should come out to this farm. We play music every week or so, and you should just come play with us. And so he eventually dragged me out there, and I met Brett and his wife Jen, and we started playing together. The rest of us kind of came on one at a time through meeting through work, or I ran into Matt's wife at a garage sale. I knew her like 10 years ago, and he said, oh yeah, I'm married and I live here now, and my husband's a drummer. And it was that kind of thing that just piece by piece built up this band.
And it just coalesced really nicely. The music is wonderful. Speaking of which, what would you like to start with?
We're going to start with a song off our new album. The song is called The River Runs. There's a river in my backyard where I like to spend my day. Feel the sun upon my shoulders and watch the shadows play. And everyone reminds me of a piece of yesterday. But the more I reach for shadows, the more they slip away. Cause I was always running to see what I could find. But the people that I love, not the running kind. Now I just walk backward, see who I left behind. Cause the more they touch my heart, the more they slip my mind. at night. When all the world is sleeping, I find my second sight. Everything is clearer when it's only black and white. The more the darkness comes, the more I see the light.
Tune, and that's from a brand new CD. In fact, it's not even in Wisconsin yet, but should be very, very shortly. And the name of that CD is From the Still. And kind of was kind of a philosophical song, really a lovely song. And how does the songwriting work among the band? Is that something that you allocate to one person or a couple people, or do you do it together?
Well, we are lucky to have five songwriters in the band. And songs come from different places. That particular song was a song that I wrote. In the past, a lot of times different people would just bring a song to the band and we'd work on it together. But we're starting to move in the direction of co-writing more. This album has our first song that we actually started from scratch on together and wrote together. So we want to do more of that, but also everyone kind of brings the things that they have, and then we find things that seem to fit the band well.
Yeah, it's really nice. I love the harmonies, Chantal. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you write your own harmonies?
Yes. Yeah. That's. I seem to have an ear more for harmonies and melody, actually.
That's an important part. It's an important part of the music. And this new CD, From the Still, is something that is literally hot off the press. How did it... was it something where you realized you had some songs and you wanted to make a new CD, or did you decide from the start just to write to make a new CD?
Well, you know, one of the things about having a bunch of songwriters is that the songs come kind of quickly and they stack up. And it was almost like the feeling that we'd been playing some of these songs for a while and they were in danger of getting lost if we didn't get them down on record. And so we wanted to make a record as in, you know, to represent a record of what we're doing right now.
Yeah, literally a record of, yeah.
Yep.
And did you use any of the new online ways of financing, like Kickstarter, to
We did. We funded the whole project through Pledge Music, which was really exciting and validating for us. We didn't know if anyone would care or help, but we ended up having 80 pledgers that raised or donated what we are hoping will be the entire cost, and we're still on budget as of now. So, it was really great to get them involved, and then we could communicate with them and send them tracks before they, you know, when they come right out of the studio, before they would get mixed or mastered, and we could share videos with them as we went along. So it was a really positive process.
That is neat. Well, the title comes from one of the new songs, which is really interesting, particularly for people that are familiar with Madison. Why don't you tell us about that song and the background
of
it?
Sure. This song is called The Boys of Forest Hill, and it's written about the Forest Hill Cemetery, which is just a mile up the road from here. That cemetery is the northernmost Confederate rest in the United States, and maybe a different side of Camp Randall than we're used to hearing about. It was a song that was inspired by a poem that my father-in-law had written about that cemetery. It's right near his house, and he would walk his dog through there often. And he gave it to me in the hopes that it might be useful, and that's kind of how I got started writing it, and this is what came out.
It was interesting for me to read about that cemetery after I heard your music, that there are two grave sites, one for Union soldiers and one for Confederate soldiers. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's a striking place. I had actually never walked through, even though it's very close to my house, until my father-in-law told me about it, and now it's a place I like to walk on Sunday mornings.
It's a beautiful place. Well, the song is called Boys of Forest Hill.
1861, North's aggression had begun, and every Southern man and boy agreed. Southern troops were looking fine, they'd have them licked by Christmas time. They'd all be home to celebrate the deed. By 1862, they'd all learned a thing or two and resigned themselves to what they had in store. So Alabama's finest sons left their homes, picked up guns, said goodbye, headed off to war. Kiss your women hard and slow, drink one last whiskey from the still. You're headed north and it's time to go, and the boys of Forest Hill. The worst. Things went pretty well at first, until they reached the Mississippi shore. They're on island number 10, just beyond the river bend. The Union Army met them with full force. Mortars came in fast and hard, word came down from Beauregard to make their final stand at New Madrid. Said the fort could not be lost, fight no matter what the cost. That's exactly what they did. 20 days and 20 nights, they faced their greatest test of will. And to a man, they stayed to fight, the boys of Forest Hill. When the white flag finally came, put 900 boys in chains and marched them through Camp Randall's stony gate, where the winter ground was cold and rough. There was hardly food enough, nothing for a man to do but wait. For these sorry volunteers, months were turning into years, while miles away the war was dragging on. The news from home was never good, soon enough they understood that all that they were fighting for was gone. You survive the bullets, boys, but it's the loneliness that kills. All alone, so far from home, the boys of Forest Hill. Through the early morning fog, stumbled on these cemetery stones. There were no flowers on the ground, there were no tributes to be found. The bushes here are wild and overgrown. Names are mostly worn away, nothing much to see today. Their stories never will be known. This is where they can be found, deep beneath the Yankee ground. The boys never made it home. Generations come and gone, and they're lying out here still. So if you're there, say a little prayer for the boys of Forest Hill.
Boys of Forest Hill from their new CD, From the Still. If you're just joining me, I'm Stephanie Elkins. This is Simply Folk, and the band is called The Whiskey Farm. Lots of wonderful music. That song inspired by Wisconsin's Civil War history. And that brings up another topic. When you came in, you said, you know, we're just a bunch of nerds. We're scientists, and we're Brett is an elementary school principal. And you know, that's our public radio audience. We're all in the same boat. We are interested in history. We're interested in learning. We're lifelong learners. We're people that read, and we listen to interesting music. So you certainly fit the demographic pretty well. Brett, I was going to ask you, you're the you just did the guitar solo in that piece, and you're an elementary school principal. Would you like to send a shout out to your kids? What school do you work at?
The fantastic Sandberg Elementary School on the northeast side of Madison, with the best kids and staff in the whole state.
Of course. And I hope they get a chance to listen to your artistry. They don't often get to see that side of you, I gather. Or do you sometimes bring your instruments into school?
I sometimes do. Yes. It's a great pleasure to do that.
And it's a great way to connect with kids. Yeah, great. We have described your band, I described it in the promo for this week, as having folk and bluegrass influences. And Jason, I know you were a camp counselor.
I was.
Did that influence your music?
More than anything in the world, actually. I mean, we sometimes throw around the term campfire rock as to describe kind of what we play.
When it really gets racy, it's bonfire rock.
Yeah, that's
bonfire
really
rock. Yeah.
But no, I mean, the reason I even play guitar is because of camp. I started because all of my role models were camp counselors who played the guitar, and I wanted to be like them. And you know, when I got to be a counselor at Camp Minnakanni, it was a dream come true, and I wanted music to be part of it, and it's something that I've really enjoyed sharing with kids for many years. Now I get to share with my own kids, so it's pretty fun.
You know, it's been such an influence on so many people. Every year, once a year, Simply Folk has a sing-along show, and it's the first Sunday of the year, and this past January 6th, I even had a Facebook group of Girl Scouts suggesting songs that they used to sing around the campfire. And these are songs that we all in our collective upbringing can sing together. It's something that brings us together, and it's just wonderful. And glad to hear that it's still influencing the music that you're making today. Speaking of which, how about another tune?
Let's do it.
I've been thinking about the things that you've been saying to me, and I'm trying to find a way to help you hear what I would say if you were open to advice from me. Amy, I've been thinking about the way that you've been saying to me that the things I cannot do don't have a thing to do with you. It's just my mediocrity. Amy, I've been thinking about the words that you've been using with me, and I wonder why you choose to have one win, another losing, if there's something you resent in me. I've been thinking about the things you've been saying. I've been thinking about the way you make me feel. I've been thinking about the words you've been using. I've been losing some of my sense of what is real. I've been thinking about the things that you've been saying to me, and I'm trying to help you see that there's more that I could be, and I hope you understand, 'cause I'm doing all I can, and I'm trying to help you so. When I leave here, you will know that you never were. You know. You never were a good boss for me.
Okay. And that one is called Boss and Me. And Brett, you wrote that one and you sang lead on that. I have to ask, was that inspired by a real experience or a real person?
You know I can't answer that. Well, now that I am a boss, I'm aware of the burden of being a good boss. So consider it a personal reflection.
All right.
I love my boss.
Diplomatic of you, Brett.
Boss and Me, it's another one of the songs on the new CD, which is called From the Still. The Whiskey Farm is the band. Your previous CD was quite popular. It's called Middle of America, and I know I played from it a number of times and got some nice comments. Is this one then your second?
It is, and we appreciated that you played that song. And it's always nice to get a random email from someone who's heard it on this show or other shows. So thank you for helping get the music out there.
Well, you've also been active kind of playing out. I know I saw one of your songs on one of the protest CDs from almost 2 years ago now. And you've been active with fundraisers and things like that. Do you have anything coming up this spring or summer?
Well, we do have a CD release party coming up. It's on February 9th at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison. And we're very excited about that show. It'll be our first chance to get the CDs out to people, and we've got a great lineup. Mark Croft is playing on with us that night, and Adria Ramos as well, so it should be a really fun show. And beyond that, we will have some other things. We're playing an event supporting the Madison Area Music Association a little bit after that. We're going to be playing at the Marquette Waterfront Festival, and we're still kind of lining up the summer schedule right now.
Well, and I imagine if all of you are working full-time jobs, it's kind of hard to gig at the same time or to find schedules that match everybody's work schedules.
Yes, it gets tricky. It does get tricky, but, you know, we're lucky to have families that support us in doing this and are willing to let us go have our band time and go out and play shows. So, and, you know, we try to play, now that many of us have kids of our own, we're trying to play happy hour shows, things where the kids can come. And I know it's always nice. High Noon is a great spot for that because, you know, kids all just run around in front of the stage.
Oh, they dance. They have such
a great time.
And I saw that this one has a start time of 5:30, your CD release party.
That's right. So everyone with kids, come on down. They'll be home by bedtime.
Not only with kids, but people that are older like to be in bed a little earlier. It's fun to go to an early show like that. So that's at the High Noon Saloon. That's the CD release party on February 9th. Now, you brought up the Madison Area Music Awards. I know there are a few associations around the state that do this, but Madison, the Mamas, recognize some of the great music making that takes place during the year, and they make awards. And then the show is a fundraiser, and you talked about kids. The proceeds from the Mamas go to put instruments in kids' hands, particularly kids that can't afford instruments or can't afford lessons. So it's a really good cause.
Yeah, we actually we partnered with them for our pledge drive this year, and part of all the pledges that we got for funding this album, part of the money went to the Mamas to support that cause.
I didn't know that. I was bringing it up because you were an award winner last year.
That's true.
Well, nice to hear that you're giving back some of that. That's really wonderful. What was the name of the song that you were awarded for?
It was called If I Were You, and we can play that for you right now.
That'd be excellent.
Okay. If I were you, I'd answer my letters. If I were you, I'd pick up the phone. If I were you, I'd try to make this better. And if I were you, I'd come back home. Slower and choosing, think it all.
I guess you did what you had to do. And maybe I'd understand if I were you. If I were you, I'd head for the mountains, far away from the city lights. Find a spot where your heart can hear nothing and let it fly into the night. If I were you, I'd call up your mother. She always knew just what to say. Ask her if I deserve another.
Folk song back in, well, it was just